Okay, the boy said today's daf is daf Ayin Aleph. We're going to start four lines from the bottom of Ayin Amud Beis, where the Gemara begins, Omar Ula, Omar Rebbe Lazar, Shlomim, Sheshchotan Me'er, V'yontif, Eini Yoytze Behen, Loi Mishum Simcha, V'loi Mishum Chagiga. As we know, when it comes Yontif, every one of the three Yomim Toivim, Sukkot, Pesach, and Shavuos, there's a mitzvah of Oil L'Regel. When Yidden came to be Oil L'Regel, they always had to bring, number one, Oilas Re'ia, a carbon oiler. They also had to bring Shalmei Chagiga. Shalmei Chagiga was for the purpose of having a lot of flesh for their mishpachas. Because Ein Simcha Ela B'Bosser V'Yayin, but in particular, Bosser of Kochim. Now there was a third carbon called Shalmei Simcha. Shalmei Simcha was not an absolute requirement. It was only required if you didn't have enough flesh from the Shalmei Chagiga. A person who had Tanayin Hara, 15 kids, and 5 Edomis, and 24 grandchildren, etc., etc. He didn't have enough with one Shalmei Chagiga. He had to go and bring the Shalmei Simcha. So it wasn't an absolute requirement as opposed to the Shalmei Chagiga. Says the Gemara, if you went and shechted Shlomim Erev Yontif, which the Gemara called yesterday the Chagigas Yudalit, even though you had left over to the next day, and remember, because it happens to be a Karban Shlomim, it's Nechal Lishnei Yomim V'Layla Echad, with the exception of Ben Tema, who says that it has to be like the Karban Pesach, Yoyim V'Layla, but we're not going according to Ben Tema, we're going according to the Rabbanan, like we had in our Mishnah, that it's a regular Shlom that you can eat 2 days and one night, so therefore not only can you eat the Erev Yontif Dikke Shlomim on Erev Yontif and that night, you can also eat it the next day. Says Rabbi Lozer, says Ulam Rabbi Lozer, that the Shlom that you shechted on Erev Yontif, you're not going to be Yoytze Loi Mishim Simcha Loi Mishim Chagiga. You're not going to be Yoytze for either your requirement of Shalmei Chagiga or your secondary requirement of Shalmei Simcha. Why not? Mishim Simcha, Tichsid, it says in the Pasuk, V'zavachta V'samachta. There are a couple words in between, but the important thing is, if you look at number 3, V'zavachta Shlom Yichal Tisham, V'samachta L'fnei Hashem Olekecha. Since the word V'zavachta V'samachta come very close together in the same Pasuk, Darshan the Gemara, V'inan Zvicha B'shas Simcha. The Zvicha that you're using for purposes of your carbon has to take place at the time that you are celebrating that Simcha. And therefore the top Rashi says, it's got to be beyond of Shuzman Simcha. So even though you shechted these Chagigos Yedalid on Erev Yontif, Givaldik, but you're not Yoytze with that, your din of the Simcha's Boser of Karbonis, which you're supposed to have on Yontif, because you didn't go and shechted on Yontif. V'lek Mishim Chagiga, you're not Yoytze the din of the Chagigas Tezvav, meaning the Shalmei Chagiga for Yontif. Why not? Because Shalmei Chagiga on Yontif is an absolute requirement. Anything which is Dovah Shebechoiva, the Chagiga is absolutely required. That has to be Menachulin. And since you're trying to be Yotze, your mitzvah Shalmei Chagiga on Yontif, with the Chagigas Yedalah that you brought before Yontif, that was already consecrated for a Karban. That's no longer Chulin. So you cannot go and use it as your Shalmei Chagiga substitute for Yontif itself. So this is Ula Omer Reb Elazar. And the Gemara now brings a raya to Ulam Reb Elazar, legabi the first halacha, legabi the Shalmei Simcha, that it has to be Zvicha B'Shas Simcha. What's the raya? Le Masayle. It says in the Pasuk, V'yisa Ach Sameach. Now this V'yisa Ach Sameach comes at the conclusion of two or three psukim. We have the benefit at least of the last Pasuk here in the Torah, Or HaSholem, number one, or Aleph, Shivas Yomim Tochek L'Hashem Alikecha. It's a pasuk, of course, in Parshas Re'ei that we always lay in Yontif time as part of the Kol HaBechor. Two psukim before that, it says V'samachta Atu Dincha Mitecha Avdo Moslem Techa V'Gecha Shivsherecha, etc., etc. It already says the mitzvah of Simcha on Regel, and here again the pasuk repeats it. Shivas Yom Tochek L'Hashem Alekecha. You're supposed to have your chagiga, you're supposed to have the simcha the 7 days, and then it says again, Voyisa ach samech. So the Gemara says that Voyisa ach samech is ibrik, it's superfluous, because we've already said v'samachta, that you're supposed to have a simcha. The Gemara l'rabbi is leili yontav achrei l'simcha. It comes to include leili yontav achrei means that this pasuk that we just read is from Sukkot, and as we know, at the end of Sukkot we have Shmini Atzeres. So Vayisa Ach Sameach comes to include the eve, the night of Shmini Atzeres. In other words, Leil Shmini Atzeres. Does it also come to include Shmini Atzeres itself? That's a Machloikis Rashi and Tosfos. If you look at Rashi on the fourth line, the rabbi is leili yontavu achrein vein simcha elabachive shlam the yontavu achrein gufe loy, but not yontavu achrein itself. We're only being marba the leil shmini atzeres, but we're not being marba shmini atzeres itself. There is no din of eating shal mechagigo or shal mesimcha, no requirement. Why not? Dotrei zimni shivas yom ksiv gabi simcha. 2 times it says this lashon of Shivas Yamim, one of them in the pasuk that we just quoted, Shivas Yamim Tochek Hashem Lekecha, but also before that, the Samachta Vnei Hashem Lekecha, it also says in that pasuk Shivas Yamim. The Shivas Yamim means 7 days. Obviously, Shmini Atzeres is not 7 days, that's already the 8th day. The only thing that we're marba, V'yisa'ach Sameach, comes to include also the Leil Shmini Atzeres. Now, how are you Mekayim the Leil Shmini Atzeres with simcha? You cannot go and shecht at night. You go and eat the carbon from that day. If you brought shalmi simcha, shalmi chagiga on day number 7, whatever you have left over, you eat at night. You're also yoitza with that. Says Tosis, however, if you look at the penultimate Tosis, that is the second Tosis before the end, almost halfway down the Amud, Leili Yontav Achrein, Tosis quotes Rashi, Pish Bekundras, Dafka Laila Avayim Shemini, Loi, the Kashal Rivah from a Gemara that we're going to have in a moment, that Simcha is also Shmoina, and then continue on, skip all the way to the end of the Tosis, the last 2 lines, Hilkoch, Nir Lefarish, to Leili Yontav Achrein, Ulav Dafka, Tu Adin Bayoim, in fact it includes Shmini Atzeres as well. So although it says Nimor, the Rabbi is Leili Yontav Achrein, it's Yontav Achrein together with Yontav Achrein as well. Okay, fine. But continuing on the Braisa, the Tumimar B'Yontav Achrein L'Simcha, Ata Ima Leili Yontav Achrein Eila Leili Yontav Harishoy. Maybe it's coming to be Marba, not the final night, meaning the Leil Shmini Atzeres. Maybe it's coming to include the Leil Yontav HaRishon, the first night of Yontav. Why would it come to include the first night? We'll see in a moment. Talam Eloyim, that's why it says the Pasuk V'yisa Ach Sameach, Ach Cholak, wherever you have the Ach and Verak in Mu'ot name, so it's a miut, and therefore I'm a mayit Leil Yontav HaRishon. So now I have both a ribuy and a miut. I have in general V'yisa Ach Sameach, the Gemara says, Le Rabbis Leili Yontav Achrein. And then I have the Ach of Vayisa Ach Sameach that puts brakes on it and says, 1 second, I have a miut, and I'm being Mamayit, the Leili Yontav HaRishon. Then the Gemara asks the obvious question, as we find often in the Gemara, my Tama. Here it doesn't use the Lashon Ma'ariisa, but here it says my timer. Rashi says, what means my timer? Why do I use the ribuy to include Leil Shmini Atzeres and the Mir to go and exclude for Yisa Ach, to go and exclude Leil Yontav HaRishon? Let's switch it around. Let's go be Marba Yontav HaRishon, and let's go and skip and be Mamayit the Leil Yontav HaAchrein. So therefore, the Gemara says on its own, Lav Mishum, isn't the reason because the Ein Loi B'meh Yisamach, B'meh Yismach, it's because he doesn't have the tools with which to engage in Simcha on the first night on Leil Yontav HaRishon. Why not? He can dance and he can sing. You're very, very nice. But we're talking specifically about the Simcha of eating the Shlomim, the Shalmi Chayiga, the Shalmi Simcha, to go and eat Kabanis. And guess what? We just said a moment ago, obviously you cannot go and shecht kabbalas at night, but why can't you rely on the carbon that you brought on your dalet, if you brought a chagigas your dalet? Go and eat that at night and have a gevaldige simcha. Ah, Ula Amar Belozer said, you cannot be Yoitze. How did we start off today's Gemara? Shlomim Sheshchotim Me'erev Yontif. Ein Yoitze Behem Loi Mishem Simcha. You're not Yoitze. So you can go and eat that Leil, that Chagigas Yedalit, the entire night. Eat as much as you want. Get stuffed on eating that Shlomim of the Chagigas Yedalit. But you're not going to be Yoitze. Why can't you be Yoitze? Because Be'inan Zvicha B'Shas Simcha V'Leka. You can't go and Shech tonight, and so therefore, what you eat from the previous day is Gunish. And therefore, Zokti Yimor, L'choyra Ha'vishtar Keraya to Ula Omer Rebbe Lazar, that you cannot be Yoitze, the Simcha of the Basar that you're eating on Yontif with the Chagigas, Yudalid, and that's why I exclude the Leil Yontif Rishon. That's not the reason. In other words, it sounds like an excellent raya, but you don't have a raya. Can it's only time, but the reason that we distinguish between the Yontif Leil Yontif Rishon and the Leil Yontif Achron, says the Gemara, Ma reisa l'rabbis leili yontif ha'achrein lahitzi leili yontif ha'rishon mar bani leili yontif ha'achrein sheyesh simcha lefonav umaitani leili yontif ha'rishon shein simcha lefonav. The Gemara means to say in explaining this brisa is that the brisa tells us that the reason I include the final night, that's the leili yontif ha'achrein, meaning leil shmini atzeres, is because it's shleft tzachmit. It goes together with the simcha that you had until now. You've had 7 days of simcha, and now Vayisa Ach Samech tells you the train doesn't stop here at the last station. You continue enjoying that simcha one more night, or like Toisa says, an additional day. Not only the night, but also the day. So the simcha continues, Baruch Hashem. Mashenki Lilian Tavarishain ain't simcha lefanav. The simcha hasn't begun yet. When will it begin? The next morning. Why the next morning? Because the pasuk says, "Shivas yamim tochik l'Hashem lekecha." In the morning, then the simcha is going to begin. So that's why the night before we haven't begun yet. So it has nothing to do with Ula Amr Blazer. It was a good try, but nishkaray. Masad Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef now quotes part of a brisa which we already learned yesterday, and Rav Yosef asks a kasha. It says, "Chagigas arba asa." Oh, what we're talking about? Chagigas yedalit. Yoitze ba mishum simcha. Oh, you see, you are yoitze mishum simcha. Obviously, Akasha and Ula Amr Blazer. Reb Blazer is arguing on the brisa. Men yoitze ba mishum chagiga, but you can't be yoitze chagiga. What's the reason? Am I? Because I'll be inan, period. The reason why it's not yoitze mishum chagiga, like we said on the top of the Amid, because koldav shabachoyve ainah bo elamin hachul. Fine. But now the question is, why do we say Chagigas Arba Osir Yoitze Ba Mishum Simcha? Amai, didn't Ula Omer Reb Lozer say Habeinan Zvicha B'Shas Simcha? And if you didn't have Zvicha B'Shas Simcha, you had Zvicha on Yudalid, you cannot be Yoitze Mishum Simcha. So, and here it says you are Yoitze Mishum Simcha. So Chzei Shver on Ula Omer Reb Lozer. It's not talking about that he shechted the Chagigas Yedalid on Yedalid. It's talking about that he shechted the Chagigas Yedalid on Tezvav. Why did he wait until Tezvav? He didn't need the Chagigas Yedalid. Or, Sot Kemachta, Pleita, it ran away. And now the Chagigas Yedalid, which he had consecrated and Maktish given for Erev Yontif, he didn't bring it on Erev Yontif. Okay, it's a shlamim, so nothing, no harm done. He's going to bring it now on Tezvav. Zokti Imar Sheikiv Shchota. He waited until Tezvav, and that's when he brought it. Now, that being the case, Yoitz Mishum Simcha. For Simcha, you just need Karbonois. He's not Yoitz Chagiga, because since he had consecrated originally for purposes of Yudalid, so Kol Dovah Shebachoy Ve'ina Bo Elamin Achulin. Now Tesvav morning, it's not Chulin anymore. It's already imbued with the Kedusha of the Chagigas Yedalit. So you can't be Yoitza Chagiga, but you can be Yoitza Simcha.
When you impress a korban with Kedusha, does it have that level of specificity? It's a shlamim. It's an ola. It's a toda.
Mm-hmm.
To say it's a shlamim exclusively for your dalit,
you could theoretically leave it generic, but here we're talking about
shalom stam.
You could, but this person said, "I'm going to use it for shalmi yadalit," and then after that, he changed his mind to use it for shalmei tezvav. So you see from our Gemara, the answer to your question, that if you are specific in your dedication and your consecration, and you make makdishit davka for yudalit, it remains a yudalit, and you can no longer use it for your shamachigiga for tesvah. Anyway, look to Yomara, Omer Ravashi. Now, you might think that this Ikiv Ishchata sounds like a doichik pshat. Chagigas Yedalid, you would think that means you brought it on Yedalid, and not that you Ikiv Ishchata. Amar Ravashi Yochanan Nestava. No, that's the real Emes La'amitoy Shel Torah, the real pshat. Why? Tiloite Mahachi, Homasnisa Man Ketonila. Who's the author of that braisa? It's Ben Taima. How do you know it's Ben Taima? So let's go back to yesterday's Gemara on the Amud Aleph, Ayin Amud Aleph, and you'll notice the Gemara brings on the fifth, sixth line from the top of the Amud, Masisin Loike Ben Taima, Desanya Ben Taima Oimer. That's Ben Taima that we had yesterday. And there's a fairly lengthy price, Chigibana Pesach, Arike Pesavin, and Leila, Chigis Chamisha Osar, etc. And now you see what it says, the bays and the bays. Vechagigas Arbo'o Osar Yoitzibo Mishim Simcha, Vein Yoitzibo Mishim Chagigo. So who's speaking? That's Ben Taima Oimer. That's Ben Taima. Okay, so therefore the price of that snippet that we just quoted in the Gemara here on Ayin Aleph, Omer Aleph, that's from Ben Taima. Okay, so what difference does it make to your Ben Taima? Nish Ben Taima. Oh, we skipped quickly over the beginning of the Braisa. It says, Chagiga bo ima Pesach means Chagigas Yudalid, Harike Pesach, they necheles el yoim v'layla. You can only eat it for yoim v'layla, which means you can eat it on Yudalid, and you can eat it the night of Yudalid, but you can no longer eat it on Tezvav, even though it's a carbon shlomim, but it adopts the rules of carbon Pesach, only Yom V'Layla. Ah, so, well, it says over here, Chagigas Arba Aser, Yoitze Bamishim Simcha, you could be Yoitze, the din of the Shalmi Simcha, on the first day of Yontif, but you can't be Yoitze Shalmi Chagiga. Rabbi Yisrael, how can you even think of using the Chagigas Yedalit on Tezvav? By the time Tesvav arrives, no, the karmid is noisa already. You can only eat liyoyim v'layla. This is Ben Taima talking. Mujduch zayin, that he didn't bring the chagigas yedalit on yedalit, he brought the chagigas yedalit on Tesvav. That's what Agamar is saying. She'okfa v'shchata. He didn't bring it. She'ike v'shchata. That's why
it says chagig haba ima Pesach. It sounds like it's makriv. It's not just walking up the harabayas. It's makriv haba ima Pesach.
That's at the beginning of the braisa. These are two separate cases. The chagiga habah mepesach, the chagiga that you shechted on your dalit, right, is just right, like Pesach. They nechelus yom v'layla. Chagigas chamisha asar. This is a new one, right? Not chamisha yedalit. Chamisha asar nechelus yom v'layla echad. And now we go back. What about the chagigas arba asar? Not the one that you shechted simultaneously or contemporaneously with the carbon Pesach, but rather that you unfortunately didn't bring a new dalit for whatever reason, and now you shechted.
A person that made a plate that ran away,
or maybe he decided he doesn't need it. Okay. Remember, we learned in the Mishnah the only time you brought your chagigas your dalit is if you needed it. If you didn't need it, you didn't need it. Anyway, chagigas arba asar yoytzvav mishem simcha v'yoytzvav mishem chagiga. Now you're bringing it on tezvav itself because you're bringing your dalit. According to Ben Taima, it would already be noiser before you even got to davening on Tezvav in the morning. So how can you be Yoytzim Shem Simcha? Because you shechted a brand new carbon, what should have been the Chagigas Yedalit, you're now shechting it on Tezvav, and therefore you can be Yoytzim Simcha because it's a Tezvav carbon. No, it's a Tezvav carbon, it's not a kash anymore on Ula Amr Blaza because you're having Simcha B'Shazvicha, you're Zegveach on Tezvav, and you're being mesameach with that meat on Tezvav. Itoch zayi zayi gets. So therefore, Omer Ravashi, Hachanam Mestavru, we're back to our Gemara, Ayin Aleph, Omer Aleph, middle of the Omer, Omer Ravashi, Hachanam Mestavru, Diloy Temahachi, Masis, Mbank, Mank, Shani, Lo, Ben Tema. Ben Tema, Apostle of Belina. Belina means that becomes Apostle of Benoiser. So how can you be talking about maybe your Yoytzazan, Nish Yoytzazan? It's already possible. Shema Mino, Adri, we're talking Ma'akev, and Yom Yishachted it on Tezvav itself. Masiv Rabba, another challenge to Ula Omer Rebbe Lasa. Shteitach in the Mishnah Mesechta Sukkiah. Ha'hal va simcha shmoina. How we say all 8 days, and we have simcha all 8 days. including Shmini Atzeres. The Yamas be'inan zvicha b'shas simcha, azimnin sagien dolei mishkach eslo ela shiva. If you're telling me that you're only yoytze the din of simcha, meaning the eating of the flesh of the shalmi chagiga or the shalmi simcha, but it has to be b'inan zvicha b'shas simcha, meaning the same day that they were zveach, azimnin sagien, they're going to be many times dolei mishkach eslo ela shiva. Then you're only going to have 7 days altogether. If the first day of Yom Tov fell out on Shabbos, what are you going to do? You're only going to have 7 days left. Now, the same thing would apply.
Even six, because the last day is going to be Yom Tov also, right?
Room patience. Now, the chasha is, what happens after the first day? And what happens if the second day of Yom Tov happens to be Shabbos? Or the third day? You can't go and bring Shalmei Simcha or Shalmei Chagiga on that day. But that's not a problem, because you can always eat the day before. And even though it's not Mamish Zvicha B'Shas Simcha, but apparently that is sufficient for our purposes, that at least you're within the realm of Yom Tov. After all, it's day two, or day three, day four, whatever. So even though that day, Chol HaMoed, the marshal happens to be Shabbos, so I can't go and check today, but I have the Shalmei Chagiga, the Shalmei Simcha from yesterday, and that's still called Zvicha B'Shas Simcha, because the Zvicha was on Yom Tov, and every single day of Yom Tov has a din of Simcha, so that's not an issue. The issue is only if you were to go and check the Chagigas Yodalit. That's not as Man Simcha. You can't be Yoytzeh the Chagigas Yodalit for the rest of Yom Tov. However, if you are bringing Chagigas Tezvav, meaning Shalmei Simcha, or Shalmei Chagiga, any one of the days of Yom Tov, you can continue eating it, not only that day, but the next day, like we said on the Amud Aleph back in Ayin, that Chagigas Tezvav is like a regular Shlam, which is Shnei Yom V'Laylecha. So the only problem is going to be if the first day of Yom Tov is Shabbos, I can't go and check any Chagiga that day, or any Simcha that day. So the first day I'll be able to go and check would be on day number two. I'll have Taka for two and for three, and those that didn't have a chance to bring it on day two, they'll bring it on day three, day four, day five. But Lamaisa, those years, I'm not going to have Hallel and Simcha called Shmoina, I'm only going to have Simcha called Shiva. And Barry pointed out, but if the first day happens to be on Shabbos, so then Shmini Atzeres is also on Shabbos, so then we should only have 6 days. And the answer is, no, you'll have 7 days of flesh, because although I cannot go and shecht on Shmini Atzeres if it's Shabbos, but I can still use the Shalmei Chagiga that's left over from the previous day, the 7th day of Yom Tov. The Gemara that we had before about the 2 days, the first day and the last day, that was talking about shechting the carbon. You can't shecht it for 8 days, you can go and shecht it only in those years for 6 days, maskin. But you can go and have the simcha for 7 days, except for the fact that if it falls out, yeah, for 7 days, because you'll have from day two through day eight, with the kabbonis that you shecht it either that day, or in the case of day eight, since day eight is also Shabbos, you'll have the schus to go and eat from day number seven, shlomim, which can eat shnei yom v'laylech. So far so good, Barry, it's a freedom?
Yeah.
Good.
I had given a terrace yesterday that we talk about Rosh Hashanah anyway, we're not talking about, so most times it's that way, we've been given that same terrace.
Yeah, that when you're talking about the pasuk, the kasha was Rabbi Idi Bar Rava and asked him about the pasuk.
Right.
Let's go back to the pasuk again. I will tell you only. I will kadoi nafshoi. A minute, yeah.
Very end of the Gemara. Right before Omer Ula.
Oh, shkoyach. So the Gemara was focusing on a pasuk. It says in the pasuk that you have 7 days. Chagoysim oisei chag l'Hashem shivas yom bashana. So Gemara asks, why only 7 days? Shmoyna have after we just said there 8 days. V'kan l'chagiga, I'm reading from Ayin Amud Beis, about 10 lines from the bottom of the Amud. And v'kan l'chagiga she'ina doicha as a Shabbos. Karm chagiga is not doicha Shabbos, meaning that you cannot shecht the karm chagiga neither on day one, nor on day 8, or for that matter, the Gemara is not talking about 1 and 8 now, we're just talking about any day of the 8 days of Yom Tov. So Gemara says, Chagoysim Chag L'Hashem Shivas Yomim Vashana, why Shiva Shmoyna have there 8 days, including Shmini Atzeres? Mekam Chagiga Shein Adoich L'Shabbos Arai, that you cannot go and check the Karm Chagiga during any of the 8 days, if that day falls out on Shabbos. So that was great. Sometimes you can only go and bring the Karbonis on 6 days. If the first day is Shabbos, and therefore the last day is Shabbos, you can't go and shecht on those days. And the answer is, you're absolutely right. And that's what Abaye said at the end, in most years you can go and shecht 7 out of the 8 days, even though there will be an occasional year you can only shecht 6 out of the 8 days. But all of that is talking about bringing the karmah. Chagoyisim ois chag l'Hashem means to go and bring your shalmei chagiga. So most years you can bring it 7 days, not 8 days, because of the fact that one day is Shabbos. Any one of the 8 days is going to be Shabbos, so you only have 7. Or some years will only be 6, because you can't bring in the first, you can't bring in the last. But not talking now about the eating and having the simcha from eating flesh of the kachim. And that our Gemara says you have 8 days. Freit Gemara, why do you have 8 days? L'choira, you only have 7 days. Not every year, but some years. You're going to chal Yom Tov Rishon liyos b'Shabbos. If Yom Tov Rishon falls out on Shabbos, I cannot go and shech that day. The first day we have to go and shech would be on day number 2. So 2 through 8, I'm only going to have 7. So now this doesn't happen every year, because many years, in fact, most of the time, the first day of Yom Tov falls out during the weekday. Chol. So if it falls out during the weekdays, then I will be able to have simchas basar of kodesh in the entire 8 days, because I'll be able to shecht on day 1, even though I can't shecht on day 2. Fine, I'll continue eating from the shalmei chagiga or the shalmei simcha from the previous day, and so on and so forth for the entire Yom Tov. Aha. Zokti Yomara. Hazim Nisayin Limishkachas Le'ele Shiva Gagoyin Shechol Yom Tov Rishon Liyos B'Shabbos. In that case, we'll only have 7 days, because I cannot go and check on the first day. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? The Gemara's Kasha is, what's the issue? What's the issue? Didn't we go and say, Yimam has been in Zvicha B'Shas Simcha? If you have to have Zvicha B'Shas Simcha like Elazar, like Ula Omer Elazar said, then I'm only going to have 7 days. So without Ula Omer Elazar, I could have Simcha 8 days. I'm going to use the Chagigas Yudalit and eat it on the first day of the Antif. Because we're not going according to Ben Taima, we're going according to Rabbanan. And the Chagigas Yudalit can eat for 2 days, and therefore we're going to have a full 8 days. So even if the first day of the Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, no problem. I'll eat from yesterday's carb of Chagigas Yudalit. And that's why it says in the Mishnah Masechta Sukkah, the Simcha is Shmaina. But that doesn't work according to Ula Omer Elazar. That's the Gemara's kasha. The Amrus be'inan zvicha b'shas simcha, like Ula Omer Elazar says, and that's why you cannot be yoytze simcha with your chagigas yedalid. Every once in a while, every few years, you're gonna have a situation where it's only shiva and not shmoina. Now you're thinking to yourself, Brother Shai, so that's the Gemara answer like we said yesterday.
Right.
But most of the time it'll be Shmoina.
Right.
But if you continue on, the Mishnah is there in Masechtas Sukkah. You'll see in the Mishnah over there, they say it depends on the year. For instance, it talks about taking the lulav and esrog, and there it says, well, it depends. Is the first day Shabbos or not Shabbos? The Mishnah itself makes those differentiations between whether an entire week or at times, in fact, there's a change because of Shabbos coming in the middle. So the Mishnah over there should go and talk about that as well. That if Shabbos falls out the first day, you're not going to have a simcha of Shemoyne, you're only going to have a simcha of Sheva. Amr Abuna Bered of Yehuda, Misamchai Misiri Hari Golem. Because when it comes to the din of Shalmei Simcha, it doesn't have to dafka be from Shalom meat, as long as it's carbon meat. And the Seiri Golem, that means the carbon chatas, which are brought every single day of Yontif. Like we always lay on Yontif, Usir Izim Echad Chatas, Usir Chatas Echad, Milvad, etc. So those Seiri Golem, if you eat from those, then you can have a gewaldige simcha, even on the first day of Yontif.
Yeah.
Beautiful kasha. Who asks this kasha? I think Mar is going to ask this kasha another 3 lines. Omer Rabbah, Sheik Chuvas Medaber. Rabbah says, this is a very, very difficult teretz. Chod tzir yigolim, chai necholim, tzli ei necholim, the simcha b'chai leker. What does the Gemara mean to say? If you're talking about bringing tzir yigolim on the first day of Yom Tov, shecholiyos b'Shabbos, just like you're not allowed to go and bring the shalmei chagiga that day, or the shalmei simcha that day, guess what? When you bring the Seir HaGolem, you won't be able to eat it that day because you can't go and cook it that day. When the Gemara talks about Tzli is lav dafki, means in no way of cooking it, because after all today is Shabbos. So when are you going to eat the Siri Golem? You're going to eat it on Matzah Shabbos. In other words, Leil Yom Shaini. So you're not going to eat it. Are you going to go and say, but there's some Kehanim that are not so mafudik, that are datum yofa, like the Gemara says. Eating raw meat, that's nishka simcha. Yeah, okay, you know, you can stuff yourself, but you can try. Make sure you don't have to afterwards have to go to your gastroenterologist. But the maisa kasimcha nishdo. So right, that teretz doesn't hold water. And even if you say, no, you could eat it, this is the kasha that Brother Shai and Barry were both asking almost simultaneously. Yeah. That I don't understand. Yeah. After all, the only ones that are allowed to go in the Sira Golem, it's a Korb Chatos, it's the Kachi Kudushim, only the Kaan Kidim, not Yisrael. And we're talking about the Smachdem and Gans Kla Yisrael is supposed to have a Simcha of Basar. So what's going on over here? And therefore, Ella Omer Papa, Misamchai, Bixus Nikia, Vyayin, Yoshan, Einachanami. In those years where you don't have a full 8 days, because the first day turns out to be Yom Tov Shechol Yois B'Shabbos, so you can't go and Shecht any Kabbalas that day. So Nishka Kasha, the Maisa, the Simcha of eating the meat from Yedalit doesn't do the trick, because it's got to be Zvicha B'Shas Simcha. So there are other ways of being Misamech, and that is you go and wear brand new fresh clothing, drink good old wine that Tam Zakenim bar, the people love it. Good. That's another way of having a simcha. You won't have that first level triple A simcha, because after all, it's Shabbos, so you have double A, single A.
Lezer, you can go and learn the base of Medrash, that also give you simcha.
Oh, thank you. So that is the test. So therefore, we have now, Baruch Hashem, answered all the challenges that we asked to Ula Amr Blasim. And now we have the Asa Ravin Amr Belazar. Ravin, as you'll see, respectfully disagrees as to what Reb Elazar really held. Shlom Shishchotim Erev Yontif, meaning again the Chagigas Yudalid. Yoitze Behem Mishum Simcha. You are Yoitze Simcha. But Yoitze Behem Mishum Chagiga, you're not Yoitze Mishum Chagiga. Now what's the reason why? Yoitze Mishum Simcha, Loi Be'inam Tzvicha Mishah Simcha. Just the opposite of Ula. V'loi Mishum Chagiga, V'loi Mishum Chagiga, V'loi Mishum Chagiga, V'loi Mishum Chagiga, like we said before. Fine. Now, the original braisa that we brought at the top of the Omid that we previously brought as Lema Messiah on line number 3, we tried to bring a raya to Ulam Reb Elazar. Of course, now it's no longer a raya. Now it's going to be a kasha on Ravin Amr Reb Elazar. And the Shakla Vatari is going to be basically the same as we had before. Meisvei, how are you telling me that you can be Yoitze with a Shalmi Yudalit on the first day of Yontif, a Shalmei Simcha, Meisvei, Vo'isa Ach Sameach, L'Rabbo Yisleili Yontif V'Achro L'Simcha. That comes to include the additional word, V'isa Ach Sameach, to include Leil Shmini Atzeres, L'Simcha, Ulta Din of Simcha. Atom L'Rabbo Yisleili Yontif V'Achro, Ne'ene El L'Rabbo Yisleili Yontif V'Rishoin. Maybe it comes to include the first night of Yontif, Tamaloymer Ach Cholak, and it's, we have now a Miut. And the Gemara asks again the same Kasha, my timer. Like Mara Isa, why are you being Marba the Leil Yontifu Achroim and you're being Moitzi the Leil Yontifu Rishoin? Let's make our switch and be Marba the Yontifu Rishoin. Probably the reason is the Ein Loi B'Mei Yisamach, because on the first night of Yontif you have nothing in the form of the Simcha of Karbonos that you can have Hanoah from. Why don't you have? Because it has to be a Zvicha B'Sha Simcha. And the first night, of course, you can't go and be Zaveach, because after all, you can't Shecht at night. So you want to go and be Yoitze with Yedalit? No, you can't be Yoitze with Yedalit. And that's why we're not Marba Levi Yontif Rishon. Now, why can't you be Yoitze with Yedalit? We just had now Rav and Omri Belazar, Shlom Shechotim Erev Yontif, Simcha. So that night I should be able to go and eat as much as I want from the Shalmei Yudalit, the Chagigos Yudalit that I brought that day. You can eat and eat and eat and have a gewaldig simcha. Why are we excluding Yontif Rishon, the Chodesh Shver on Ravin Amar Reb Elazar? That's not the reason. The reason why we exclude the first night and we include the final night is Kinesanya. The very question that we are asking, says the price, I'll tell you why. the train, Baruch Hashem, has been traveling, this Simcha train has been going on for 7 days, so it just continues on, one more station, we shlepmit the Leili onto Acher. There was no Simcha until now, and the Simcha only begins the next morning. Shivas Yomim Usmachtem Lefnei Hashem Akeichem Shivas Yomim. Everything is Shivas Yomim. So the Shivas Yomim begins during the day from the beginning of day number one. It doesn't include the first night, and therefore in Simcha Lefanim. That's why it has nothing to do with our Machloikis between Ulam Reb Lozer and Rav Reb Lozer. And with this we have concluded that Sukkim.
Why is it only Simcha B'Basar Kachim? I mean, the Yayin that we're talking about, that people drink, is it Yayin of Kachim? Yayin of Kachim goes on the Mizbeach. Why is it only B'Basar? Because eating meat, if it's roasted meat and it tastes good, it does, except the question of Tahara and the problem.
Excellent question. So how do we start off? We quoted a Pasuk on the last line of Ayin Amid Beis. What is that Pasuk in its fullest? What is it? Start with... Stop. Yizvachta
Shlamim.
Yizvachta
Shlamim.
And what does it say at the end of the pasuk? So the simcha that we're talking about is zvicha shlamim. Okay. It's got to be karbonos. Talking more about, we start a new sugya now. Amar of Khan. Minayin leimurei chagigas chamisha osar shenifsolim belina. How do I know that the emurim of the chagigas chamisha osar are going to be possible belina? Now, what does that mean that it becomes possible belina? That's true. And in fact, if you look at the last Toysis says, Mihocha nafka b'chol emurim. But until we learn this Toysis, and until we learn this Gemara, we don't have the Makar. So we got to start off with something, right? Okay. So the Makar is going to be from here, and from here you're going to learn for Kol HaTeirakul. Good. How do we know the emurim b'chagigah from Isha Asash and the Son believe? Now what's the Gemara's kashin? As we'll see, the Gemara is troubled, at least initially, by the fact that there seems to be a little bit of a disconnect. Why is there a disconnect? We know that there are two achilois by virtually all kabbanas. There's achilas odom and achilas mizbeach. Okay, so let's talk about karm shlamim. Karm shlamim, you can go and eat shnei. What? Let's start back. A regular karm. Your regular karm, you can eat liyoyim v'layla. And minatu yom v'layla means you can eat your regular karm that day that you brought it. You brought it today on Sunday. You can eat the entire Sunday. You can eat the entire Sunday night. Until Monday morning, Alois HaShachar, after that you can't go and eat anymore. Midrabbanan, they always said, Dimarchik until Chatzois, and that's the first mission of Maseches Brachos. Fine. But otherwise, you can eat it until the next morning. What about the Emurim? That's all the Chalavim that you have to put on the Mizbeach. How long can you go and be makta those Emurim? Hekta Chalav Leforim, Chalalayla. Also until the next morning. So guess what? At Alois HaShachar, you have both Lina for purposes of the Basar, when then it becomes Noisar if he didn't finish eating it, and you have Lina for the Emur if you didn't put it on the Mizbeach. So it's exactly the same time period, the same time on the clock. Makes sense to Achilois, Yechidus on Achilus Mizbeach, same time. Yivadik. Let's now talk about a Karm Shlam, which is Shnei Yom V'Lai Lecha. What means Shnei Yom V'Lai Lecha? Today we can eat it on Sunday, if you brought the Karm today on Sunday. You can eat it Sunday night, and you can eat it the entire Monday until Shkiyah, Tzeitzik HaChavim, for the entire day, but not Monday night. Only Sunday, Sunday night, and Monday. Shnei Yom V'Lai Lecha. Now the question, what about the Emurim? Can you also leave the Emurim until tomorrow evening, until Monday night? No, the answer is no, absolutely not. What's the din? The Emurim, if Son Belina already on Monday morning. So even though I'm going to continue having Achilas Odom the rest of the day tomorrow, I have to say goodbye, Emur, and sorry, our train is leaving the station, you're stuck, you got to be on the Mizbeach before Monday morning, because if not, you're all going to be Pasul Belina. See, Gemara is upset about that. Upset, the Gemara wants to know, where do we take this from that we go and make a distinction between the Basar of the Karban and the Emurim of the Karban? Now, mind you, as the Gemara is going to say in another moment, if you were to go and say, all right, go and extend it one more day and say that the Emurim, you can go and do Ad HaBoiker, because the Gemara always talks about the Pasuk, always talks about Ad HaBoiker, so then you'd have 2 days, and then you'd not be able to, then you'd have the Din of Lina Tuesday morning. right? If you say that you're allowed to go and eat the Karban Shlomim today on Sunday, and tonight, Sunday night, and you can keep on eating it on Monday, and then you're assuming that Emurim would also continue to be Royal Mizbech, at least until tomorrow night, and since the Pasuk always talks about Boiker, Ad Boiker, so you would think that it goes then all the way until Tuesday morning. So it would also be a difference between Achilas Adam and Achilas Mizbech, and that's what the Gemara is going to, if you will, struggle with to see what the halacha is. Amrav Kahana, minayin lemuri chagigas chamisha osa shen salm belina. How do I know that those become possible? Lina shenemar v'layolin chilip chagi ad boiker. Don't leave them beyond the morning. You can leave them until the morning, but ad v'ad b'chlal, don't leave them beyond the morning. And this is important. But the chilip chagi, that's the emur. And the next pasuk right after that, the samuch, like the right next pasuk is reish is bikuri ad masra. Tell me, bitches, v'geach l'svash v'di v'chaleif ima. Now that reish is bikuri ad masra obviously has nothing to do with our din of lina be'emurim. That's talking about bringing karbonis bikurim and lo yisabash l'gedim b'chalei nimai. Nothing to talk about us. However, what Rav Kahana does is he does a smichus and he acts, or he considers the two psukim as if the loyolim chilv chagi ad boiker would not end over there, but it would end after the word reishis. So it's as if it says loyolim chilv chagi ad boiker reishis. Don't allow the chilv chagi to go beyond the first morning. So therefore, even though I can continue eating the carbon the rest of the day, but don't let the emurim go beyond the first morning. Fine. The memra, the pasuk comes to tell you the high boiker is boikerisha in the first morning. So yeah, fine. Maskler of Yosef. Time of the cost of rashis. What happens if you didn't have the benefit of the word rashis? The pasuk would end at ad boiker. Holy cost of rashis. Have a mina, my boiker, boiker shiny. They might think, oh, maybe Taka goes one more day. Huh. Me ikam mini the bus, if sole me orta, me murim at safra. You have the same type of disconnect that we had before. But the disconnect before was that you can eat the busser beyond the
12 hours more
beyond the deadline for the emurim. And here it's the other way around. Here you're allowing for the Torah's emurim for 12 hours beyond the zman of the achilas busser. Immediately the busser ifsalim orta. The busser is already osser at night time. In other words, shkia tzeitzit chamim time. The emurim at tzafra. You can continue putting the emurim on the mizbeach until tzafra, until the next morning. Does that make sense? Don't we all have a problem with that? Amli abaya. I don't see what the problem is. We have already precedent. Vari Pesach, Rav Blaza ben Azariah, the boss of Ifsalei Mechatzois, they murim at Zafra. As we'll learn Yitzchim later on in the Masechta, there's a machloket between Rav Blaza ben Azariah and the Chacham, until when are you allowed to go and eat the Korban Pesach? The Rabban hold you can eat the Korban Pesach the entire night, except for the harchoka of midrabanan that you have to stop at chatzois, but minatoy you can eat it the entire night. Rav Blaza says no. Rav Blaza ben Azariah says no. You can only eat until chatzois, even min ha-toy. But everybody agrees the emurim goes until the next morning. Until the next morning. So you see that you can have a situation where the emurim have a longer life possibility. Fine, lifespan, longevity beyond the eating of the carbon. The carbon has to, you have to eat until chatzos, but you continue bringing the emurim until the next morning. See, here too you'll have the same thing, that if it wouldn't say for the word reishis, I might think the boiker means boiker sheni, and therefore, although I can go and eat my shlomim today, tonight, and tomorrow, but you can continue putting the emurim on the next night, until the next morning, until the third morning. So I might have thought, and that's why it's so important that you have, Baruch Hashem, the boiker and the reishis. On the Rava of Yosef Hachin Kukashaway, Rava said, Abaye, what you just asked is 100% right. We have the precedent of Pesach, but that's not what Rav Yosef really meant with his kasha. What he really meant with his kasha is mikamidi, the ilu tana lebasar, the ilu tana. Tana means the tana of the brice that we're going to start on the next line. The ilu tana lebasar loy boy reishis. When the tana sees the word boiker, he automatically understands that boiker means the first morning boiker rishon, even without the presence of the word reishis. For Rav Kahana leimurim boy reishis, and Rav Kahana, when he wants to interpret the word boiker, he cannot come up with a bottom line that boiker means boiker rishon, unless and except because the next pasuk begins reishis bikurian mascha. Does that make sense? So therefore, Rav Yosef's kasha is a very simple kasha. He's not asking a kasha on the halacha of Rav Kahana. He's asking on the drush of Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana was only able to go and decide that a murim of a shlomim become possible lina b'boiker rishon because of the smichus between the word ad boiker and the word reishis. Attach the two together, boiker reishis, the first boiker. It's mashma that if the pasuk v'yom chel chagi ad boiker would stop, and then we would go and call up the next aliyah, and we don't have the benefit of the reishis b'kuriyah maska, I would think that maybe that boiker means boiker sheni, and therefore maybe in fact the eimurin goes beyond the zman achila, just like we find by the carbon pesach. Like Rabbi Yosef brought a moment ago. So it's only because it says righteous. So Frank to Rabbi Yosef, that doesn't make sense. I'm going to show you the Tana. Not talking about Emurim. He's talking about the Basar, and the Pasuk used the expression Boiker, and he automatically knows that Boiker means Boiker Rishon and not Chinese. Why does Rav Kahana have to come on to the righteous? Now, what is this right for? The Brisa is deciding. Now, we're going to start the Brisa now. We're going to have a fairly lengthy discussion about the Brisa on the Amud Beis, and the Gemara is going to conclude the Kasha again that Rav Yosef is asking on Rav Kahana, the final two lines before we get to the Mishnah. As you'll see. My, the sign. What's the Brisa? It says in the Pasuk, Lo yolim min ha-basar asher tizbach ve'erev b'yoyim harishoyin la-boyker. Lo yolim min ha-basar asher tizbach ve'erev. Now, what is the Erev that we are referring to? As Yimor is going to tell us in a moment, we're talking about the Basar that you went and Tizbach. Tizbach means that you shechted for a korban, but Erev on Erev Yontif. That's what we call the Chagigas Yudalit. So Leyolin Bayoim Harishayin, on the first day, Laboiker, for the morning. What does that mean? Zoti Maralim made Al Chagigos Yedalid, that's the Erev carbon that you brought. Shnechelis, Shnei Yom Velayla Echad, that you can go and eat it for 2 days and one night, that has a din of a regular carbon shlamim, not like Bentema. Bentema says it's only a 1 day. This could, of course, doesn't have to necessarily be talking about carbon Pesach. It could mean Erev Pesach, could be talking about Erev Sukkis as well. And then you don't have Bentema's vort that it's the same thing as carbon Pesach. Regardless. Anyway, it says, where do I see that in the Pasuk? We'll see in a moment. So tomorrow, how do you know that you get the benefit of Shnei Yom V'layla Echad? Maybe you only get the benefit of Yom V'layla. Now, what's the Gemara's Kasha? Because, again, you have to focus on the Pasuk. You don't have to go and turn back to the Amud Aleph, because we have the benefit of the Pasuk being printed here again, Torah Ora Shalim, number one. Ignore the first part of the Pasuk. V'lo yolim min ha-basar asher tizbach be'erev b'yoyim harishon la-boyker. V'lo yolim min ha-basar. Don't allow Felina's basar. In other words, don't allow it to become noiser. Asher tizbach be'erev that you brought on Yudalit, right? The Gemara is saying someone chagigas Yudalit. B'yoyim harishon la-boyker. Now, the word la-boyker over here, if you will, is vague or ambiguous. I don't know whether we're talking about boyker of yoyim rishon or boyker of yoyim sheni. But the Gemara darshened it that you can go and eat the chagigas yedalid necheles lishnei yomim v'layla echad. So the Chayyur is telling us until boyker sheni. Aha. So break the Gemara yet. Excuse me. Maybe the Pasuk is telling you boyker rishon that the chagigas yedalid, like Ben Taima said, you can only eat that day by Erev, and you can only eat it until yom rishon and the boyker in the morning. Meaning you can eat it that day and that night and that's it. You cannot eat it for 2 days. Maybe that's the pshat in the pasuk. Kishu oimer bar yom rishon, and then it repeats again. Bar boiker hari boiker sheni amur. Then it's coming to tell us boiker sheni. What does the Gemara mean? So Rashi explains that the pasuk really could be subdivided into three segments of three time periods. What are the three time periods? You start off lo yolim min habasa sher tizbach bo erev. The Shechita took place on Erev, meaning Erev Yontif, which is your Dalit. You can continue eating it by Yom HaRishon, the first day of Yontif. And then you have to make sure to go and burn it the next morning, La Boiker. Even though you can only eat it that day, Shnei Yom V'Layla Echad, only until night, but there is no mitzvah of burning the Noiser at night. You go and burn the Noiser the next morning. And therefore, the boiker that we're talking about in the Pasuk is the boiker sheni, hara boiker sheni omur. The din of the lina mit the Noiser that you go and burn it, that takes place on boiker sheni. That's how the Gemara, the Brisa, addresses the question, maybe it's only Yom V'Layla. No, there are three segments over here. This is Be'erev, Be'er Marishayim, and Le'boiker, meaning Le'boiker Sheni. And now, in a perplexing way, the Braisa says, "Oh, ain't el Baikarisha? No, maybe it's only Baikarisha." Mister, that's the question that you just asked two lines ago, and that question we already addressed. And Rashi points out that the Gemara is going to ask this in another 3-4 lines. Why are you asking the same question again? I already gave you an answer. We're going to get to it. Umani mekayim chagiga hanecheleshli. What about the fact that you're telling me? I know this is all part of the kasha. Maybe when it says in the pasuk that you can go maybe it means by kareishan. I know that the shalmei chagiga nechelis shnei yom v'layla echad. Chutz mizu, it's referring to shalmei chagiga that you bring on yontif and not the chagiga siyudalit. Maybe that's pshat in the pasuk. Kishu oimer boy. Im neder oy nedava. Now, what does it say about im neder nedava? Number two, the neder oy nedava zevach kabana. Be a makriva zevcha yeyachel. Omi machras. How many days is that?
2 days.
Bayoyim hakrivoy. Bayoyim hakriva yeyachel. O machras. That's 2 days, and that's talking about shlamim of a neder or nedava. But Rashi says the pasuk begins im neder oy nedava. That word em lechoyre seems to be superfluous, and the chacham and darshan, the word im, to go and be marba, another chagiga as well. What other chagiga? Limra chagiga siya dalit, and echelis labez yom and v'layla echad. Ah, the chagiga zal is taka from the im, not only neder and adov is 2 days, but chagiga siya dalit is also 2 days and 1 night. And that being the case, you cannot say the posik when it says, that means until Boiker Rishon. That means until Boiker Sheni, because I can continue eating this carbon not only on Yudalit and not only the night of Leil Tezvav, or even, but also even on Tezvav itself. Just don't leave it La Boiker for the next morning, meaning already for Tezayin, at which point you're going to have to go and burn it. It's going to be nice. Anyway. What's the problem?
A regular shlomim, forget yontif now for a second. It's a regular shlomim, it's the middle of Shvat.
Today, Sunday. You bring the shlomim today.
Okay, and I can eat the meat till tomorrow afternoon.
Correct.
Then more till tomorrow evening.
What? Till tomorrow evening.
Tomorrow evening. And, right. Tashkia, it says chum tomorrow.
Right.
Monday.
What about the Emurim?
Emurim, tonight.
Tonight.
How do you know that?
I was saying, but that's the standard. So we're proving.
We're not talking about Emurim now. Now we're talking about
Moses. I'm asking about Emurim.
We have to do it in the morning. That has to be brought Monday morning, tomorrow morning.
No later than tomorrow.
How do I know? Morning. Okay. See, even though I can continue eating it, but I have to go and burn the Emurim tomorrow morning.
The Chagigas Yedalit is a subset of a regular Shlomim, so why are we even struggling with this? If the Emurim of a regular Shlomim are brought no later than Amud HaShachar of the day after it was slaughtered, why are we even entertaining a problem with this?
Emurim is history. We're only focusing now on the Basar. This whole brighton began. The other pasuk was liyolim chilev chagiyad boiker.
Okay, so we're only talking about baser.
Okay. In both psukim we had the word boiker, and that's the reason why the Gemara is telling us one to the other.
I was confused. Thank you.
No problem. If you go back to two lines before the bottom of the amid on ayin aleph amid. Aleph miyikamidid ilatan tana. The Tana of the Brice that we're learning now. Lebosser loy boy erasius. He doesn't need the word erasius to determine when the boiker is. Rav Kahana lay murin boy erasius. He didn't need the erasius.
Right. Now,
sorry?
No, that was his kasha.
Right? That's Igmor's kasha.
Yeah.
Okay, but now I hope Barry's kasha is for Enfit.
Right. Yeah? Okay, we're talking about Basser, not about Imur.
We're talking about Basser, not talking about Imur. But now, before we continue the Gemara, what is Rav Yosef's kasha on? Okay, so now what's bothering Rabbi Yosef is the following. Rabbi Yosef is saying is that normally the word boiker at all times, by the way, if you want coffee and tea, you have downstairs. Here, you're welcome to join us in the shir too. No problem. You can come and sit over here. Be our guest. Choshevigas. Not just a guest. Choshevigas. to repeat briefly what the Gemara's Kasha is. We're soon going to go through this Braisa again in some detail, but the Gemara's Kasha is very, very simple. When I see the word Boiker in connection with the din of Loyolin, what is the definition of the word Boiker? Does it mean Boiker Rishon, or does it mean Boiker Sheni? Rav Kahana said, Boiker on its own might mean Rishon or Sheni. To really nail it down, the Torah has to have a smichus that the next pasuk begins Reishis. V'layolin chilev chagi ad Boiker. And then the next pasuk says Reishis bikuri ad moskot tam beis Hashem lekechus vashak adib achalev imoy. Why do you need that Reishis in the next pasuk? To go and define which Boiker we're talking about. Because without that Reishis, I might have thought that Boiker means Boiker Shiny, that I can continue leaving the Emurim until the next day. I don't have to go and burn it until the first morning. I can go and burn it until the second morning. No. Boiker Reishis, the first morning. That was Rav Kahana's drush. Says Rav Yosef, I don't understand. When it comes to the eating of the basar, the Tana in the Braisa knew that the term Boiker typically means Boiker Rishon. And he didn't need the word Reishis. Why does Rav Kahana need the word Reishis? Now you're wondering to yourself, where do we see in this Braisa that Boiker normally means Boiker Rishon? So that's the discussion we have here on the Amud Beis, where the Gemara says that the way I'm going to learn the pasuk, the top line of the Amud, limed al chagigas yudalit shenecheles lishnei yomim v'layla echad. The chagigas yudalit, like all other shlamim, you eat 2 days and one night. Freit Yimara, no, maybe not. Maybe it's only yom v'layla. Says Yimara, I'll tell you why you eat a shnei yom v'layla echad. Kishu oyim b'yoyim harishon laboyker. Now, what was the raya from that? So remember the way we explained it based on the Rashi. Again, the full pasuk is Torah Oreh Sholem number 1. Just look at the second part of the pasuk. V'le'yolim in ha'basar. When you're eating the basar, which basar are we talking about? The basar shetizbach be'erev, the one that you shechted on Erev Yontif. Chagigas Yudalit, Erev Yontif, be'erev. You can continue eating, says the pasuk, by Yom HaRishon, the next day meaning the first day of Yontif, and you can continue eating it that full day, and then lo yolin la boiker, the boiker of the next day, meaning boiker sheni. But how did I know that that's talking about boiker sheni? Because I have the magical words by Yom HaRishon in between, not Rashis. Forget about Rashis now. Mm-hmm. Because this pasuk doesn't have a Rashis over here. This Le'yolim and Abbasar Chizabach Erev. The pasuk that you are thinking about is the pasuk before Le'yolim Chelev Chagi Ad Boiker Rashis Mikuran Masl Taliyot. That's that pasuk. Where does that pasuk appear? That pasuk appears in Shmois Chav Gimel Yud Ches. And then the Rashis Mikuran Masl is Shmois Chav Gimel Yud Tes. Here we're talking about a pasuk in Devarim. In Parshas Re'eh, which we learn always in Yom Tovim, either Aser to Aser or Kolam B'chor, what does it say in the pasuk? V'yolim min ha'basar shetizbach be'erev b'yom harishon laboiker. How do I know that it means boiker sheni? Because be'erev means that I shechted it on Erev Yontif. I can eat it on Erev Yontif, and I can eat it on Leil Yontif Rishon, and I can eat it b'yom harishon the entire day. When do I finally have to stop eating? That night. Motzah Yontif Harishon. At Shkia Tzeis Chum, stop it. When is there a din of Layolin that if you left it over, then you're going to have to go and burn it? It's going to become Noiser. That's going to be Laboiker the next morning, which is now Boiker Sheni. But I only know that it's Boiker Sheni because I have the B'yom Harishon in between. If I didn't have the B'yom Harishon in between, then I would know that Boiker means Boiker Rishon, even though it doesn't say Rishis anywhere. That's the Kashan of Kahana. Let's skip down to 3 lines before the Mishnah, so we'll have concretized this Kasha. See the Mishnah down below, 3 lines before. Taima dechsev by Yom HaRishon LaBoiker. And therefore, Be'erev means Erev Yontif. But Yom HaRishon means first day Yontif. So when is Boiker? Boiker, by definition, must be Boiker Sheni. Hakol Hecha Dechsev Boiker Stama. What happens if we didn't have the benefit of B'yom HaRishon in between? It would just go and say, Lo Yolin Min HaBasar Asher Tizbach Be'erev la boiker, I would say automatically boiker some means boiker rishon. There's no rishus in this pasuk, but I would tell you intellectually as I'm defining the pasuk, muzduch zayin the boiker means boiker rishon. Why, Rav Kahana, did you have to come onto the word rishus by emurim when the Tana, when it comes to basar, knew automatically that the normal definition of boiker means boiker rishon, except for the fact that we had these extra words by emur rishon that delayed it until boiker. But otherwise, it'd be boiker rishon. That's the kasha that Rav Yosef asks, and the Gemara obliges with the kasha. The Gemara doesn't give a teretz to the kasha. But what we're going to do now from Omamar until we get to this time in the kasha is again to explore a little bit further the brisa, and we're going to ask the kasha that we asked already before. Omamar. Now this is already the second time that the brisa asked that question, right? Go back again to the second line of the Amud. Maybe it's not shnei yom v'layla echad, maybe it's only yom v'layla, which means it's only nechal liyom echad. That's why it says kishuoyim. B'yom rishon hari boiker sheni amur. And now the Gemara asks again. Mister, didn't you listen to what I just told you? You asked that kasha, and I answered the kasha that b'yom rishon be'erev is erev yonta. B'yom rishon is first day. Boiker is boiker sheni. So you have 2 days. Why are you asking again? That's the Gemara's kasha. Amar oyein el boiker rishon. Why are you repeating yourself? Maybe this pasuk, in fact, is referring to two separate chagigos. Achas chagigos yedaled, the achas chagigas tezvov. Vizule boikra. Vizule boikra. What does the Gemara mean? So let's look at the pasuk again, and we're going to learn the way Rashi interprets the pasuk. When you bring a korban on erev yontif, be very, very careful. Don't allow felina, and therefore you can go and eat it that day on erev yontif. You can eat it that night. You can eat it until the morning, but don't leave it beyond boiker rishon. That's first part of the pasuk. And by the way, if you are bringing basar asher tizbach b'yom harishon, if you're now shechting a different shlamim on the first day of Yom Tov itself, also make sure lo yolin la boiker rishon. Each time you're shechting, whether it's a shalme yudalid or a shalme tezvav, be careful. Only eat it liyoyim v'layla. I know you're thinking to yourself, isn't shlam always shneiyam v'layla achad? At this point, the Gemara is learning that that only applies to shlamim, which are a neder or nedava that I'm bringing throughout the year. But a shalmei choyva, the Gemara is learning at this point, is only a one-day thing. That's the havamina of this price. So when the Brisa now repeats the question again, it's saying is, who says that the pasuk is only talking about the singular chagigas yudalit that you can eat in the yom v'layla echad? Maybe the pasuk is referring to both the chagiga that you bring for erev, that's a chagigas yudalit. Stop. What's the din? You can only eat it until boiker rishon. Now, next pasuk. Or next part of the pasuk, repeat again. It's as if it would say I in the parentheses right. For erev
semicolon one, case one, case two.
Exactly. And now when you get to bayoyim rishon, now you have the double I in the parentheses, or A and B, or X and Y, whichever way you like it. Same halach.
Layolim and abasa. It's respective boker.
Right. So going back to the Gemara now. Nocha mozok ti Gemara. Omer mari ene boker rishonu amres kishoyim bayom rishonu boker. Yud boker sheni omer. Hachi kam. Oy ene elu shtei chagigas akos medaber. Achas chagigas yudalit, which goes until its boker. V'achas chagigas tezva, which goes to its boker. V'zula boker. V'zula boker. And therefore we don't have any raya that you nechal lishnei yom v'layla echad. Maybe it's only each one. The yudalit and tezva is only one day. Hada omer. And that's where the Brisa now continues. El de Kaimulan, don't we have normally a rule, the Chagiga Nechelesh Nechom V'layla Echad, that there is a din of 2 days and one night? So Timora, Im Kain, Im Neder, Oy Nedova B'ma'ai. If you're going to go and tell me that the Chagigas Yodalit is Yom Echad, and the Chagigas Tezvov is Yom Echad, didn't we say that Im of Im Neder Oy Nedova comes to include not only a shalmei neder and a dava, but the extra word im comes to include also the chagiga of 2 days, the shlomim that you're bringing mitzad choyve, not mitzad neder nedava, a shalmi choyve like a shalmi chagiga, that's nechel shnei yom v'laylecha, that you're learning from the im. So frank thing more, it's from my. What does this im come to include? I chagigas yodalid, the way you just reinterpreted the pasuk that you said I and double I, or A and B, that both the Yudalit and the Tezvav are only Yom V'Layla, so the Yudalit Haksibba Yom V'Layla. Ichagiga said Tezvav Haksibba Yom V'Layla. So what does the im come to tell you? Elahai l'chagiga Tezvav. Rather, the im comes to tell you Chagiga Tezvav, that is Nisraba in the Pasuk im Neder or in Nedova, that not only Neder Nedova is Shneyom V'Layla Echad, but also Chayigas Tezvav is Lishneyom V'Layla Echad. No, if that's the case, going back to our Pasuk, we can no longer interpret the Pasuk with the I and double I, A and B, right, the both with respect to the Chayigas Yudalit and the Chayigas Tezvav. Each one goes to its respective boiker rishon, and each one is nechal l'yom v'layla. Because I just proved from the im that the tezvav is nechal l'shneyom v'layla echad. And therefore, getting back to our original pasuk l'yom min habasar, v'hech kulei kra l'chagigas yedalit. Therefore, I take out tezvav from my new fangled interpretation. I forget about the I, double I, the A and B. It's all your Dalit. If it's all your Dalit, then I go back to my original interpretation that I shechted on Erev Yontif. I can eat it by Yom HaRishon, and you can eat it all the way until Boiker Sheni, meaning that I have a benefit of Shnei Yom V'Alechad, Liman Achigas Yalosh, and Nechelos, and Shnei Yom V'Alechad. You can't really eat it until the next Boiker, but only gets a din of Noisev to burn the next morning. That's now the interpretation of the price of beautiful, and now Gemara asks, like we said, time the how did I know that it goes until Baker Sheni? Because they have those middle words Biyamarishan. The my Baker Baker Sheni. What happens if it would only say in the Pasik, Lo Yolin Min Habasa Shetizbach Be'erev La Baker? What would I say then? The Baker Stum is Baker Rishan. The Abigail Kosov Bay Rishis. So why do you, Rav Kahana, need to come onto the Rishis for your drasha? So Rav Yosef is not fragging up. He's not thwarting it. He's not saying, Rav Kahana, you're wrong. He's just saying, Rav Kahana, you could say this same beautiful drasha without the smichas of the Rishis. Because normally when you see the word Baker in the Torah, it means Baker Rishon, unless you have a convincing reason why you would say otherwise.
Also says, though, Yolin LaBoker, the lina really occurs, the noser attaches to the meat of the korban
already at night.
Exactly, it's Shia Sachama. Right, it's problematic how we're saying it's Boker. So in that Shia, from Shia until Amra Shachar, it's in this twilight zone. You can't eat it and you can't burn it.
That's exactly right. And that's always halacha by all these types of kabbalists, every korban shlamim, that it becomes noiser at night. The fact is, a machloik is among the achrayim, because you really get a din of a noiser, and then if you're going to be over if you eat the noiser, or it doesn't get a noiser, just you cannot eat it, and you have to burn it the next morning. In other words, that twilight period, that bein hashmoshes, so to speak, right, between Seis HaChov and the next morning, what is the status of that basar? Kuli al moidi, you're not allowed to eat it. But maybe you're not over on the isser of eating noiser. You're not going to get pech anyway, because it's a lav hanitik lase, because you're going to go and burn it. But nevertheless, what's the status of that garden?
Well, if you eat it, you can't burn it.
If you eat it, you can't burn it. That's for sure. Okay.
I have a thought about why you would comment maybe correct.
Yes.
I come to Ayla. Mm-hmm. You see, there's no heker chila,
right?
But in Murin, on the Zbeach,
right?
See, the Murin on the Zbeach is longer than the carbon, the heker chila, which is nothing,
right?
So here, here in the Rebbe, we tell you that the heker chila for people is longer than the Murin.
Ah, okay. But fine, I hear that. But let's go back to Rav Kahana just for one short second. Rav Kahana says that the Murim on the Son Melina earlier on the first morning, because it says V'liyolin Chelev Chagi Ad Boiker. Now Rav Kahana continues on the Son of Chayreishes, putting aside the Reishes. Wouldn't I normally think V'liyolin Chelev Chagi Ad Boiker if I brought my carbon shlamim, although I could continue eating it for 2 days or one night? But Shet Ad Boiker, what does Boiker mean? Until the morning. I went and brought the carbon on Sunday. You can go and put the hektachalom. They've on him kol halayla, but lo yolin la boiker. Don't do it beyond the morning. Rabbi Kahana says, I only know that because the next pasuk she got Reishis. What Rabbi Yosef is saying is, forget about the word Reishis. I'm happy with the drasha. I have no problem with the idea that a murim you always burn until the next morning, even though you continue eating later on. All I'm saying is, the word boiker by definition means boiker reishoin. It doesn't mean boiker next week or boiker next year. It means the next until the morning, right? If we talk about now, tomorrow morning, do we mean, well, tomorrow, of course, but if we say, we'll see Mir Tshem before the morning. Do I mean before the morning, before Tuesday morning, before Wednesday morning? I mean tomorrow morning, right? By definition, the word boiker means morning. So that's Rav Yosef's point. The Gemara replies with Akasha on Rav Kahana, but the drasha l'chayr is a finer drasha.
We see on Shavuos, we have a Shlomim that the only Kohanim with the Shalmei Tzibur.
Correct.
And it's
Kachi Kodeshim.
And it's only one. Right. So we have here a Shlomim that's only eaten for one day and one night.
Mm-hmm.
The Chova, a Shlomim, Shachova is Man Kavua.
Absolutely.
So why isn't that a template? Because of the in is to Rabos. I understand. So. We have a template of a shlomim that's only eaten for one day and one night.
Shalmi.
We have shlomim of neder and dava.
Shalmi tzibur.
Or shalmi tzibur. We have on the other side the neder and dava shlomim that are eaten for 2 days and one night.
Correct.
And now we have here these intermediate things there, the chagigas yedalet, chagigas tesvav,
right.
The shlomim, and we're trying to slot them in one into one category or the other.
Perfect.
Is that so? Because the in we're including the chagigas tesvav,
correct,
is a 2 day one night because in we have a pasuk.
Correct.
Now the question focused on just the chagigas yedalet.
Right. And the chagigas yedalet we learn from this pasuk. But Erev Yom Rishon HaBoker that tells us that's the top line. Lim chagigas yedalet shenichas Hashem milai lechem. So we have that limit for them.
Okay.
Zok the Mishnah. Ha Pesach Sheshchotei Sholei Lishmoi B'Shabos. Korban Pesach. Everybody knows the Korban Pesach can be brought, has to be brought on Erev Pesach, even if Erev Pesach falls down on Shabbos. The drasha b'miyada that we learn from a Korban Tomit. Okay. So Pesach Sheshchotei Sholei Lishmoi B'Shabos. What happens when he shechted that Korban Pesach? He said in mind, I don't have a mind for Korban Pesach. I have a mind now for a Korban. Oila, Karben Shlomim, Karben Bechor, Maser, something else, not for Karben Pesach. Now, what's the din a Pesach that was Geshachim Shaloi Geshmoi? What is its status?
It's
kosher Karben.
It's for Spar Mishnah.
How does the Mishnah begin?
A call of Zachim Shem.
Yes, Roshalai, Lishmon, Kshayim, Ashali, all of the Balim Shem Choyva. Chosme Pesach Vechatos. So this Pesach is now a Apostle of Karben. Are you allowed to go and Shecht? Postle Kabonis on Shabbos.
It's Shchita Shalom Makam Mitzvah. It's
Yechayv Alav Chatos. Yechayv Chatos. We're talking about this person did a Bishogi, he didn't do amazing, he has a Chorim Chatos. So that's very simple.
The rest are not Doicha Shabbos. The rest of the Kabonis are not Doicha Shabbos.
The rest of the Kabonis are not Doicha Shabbos.
The only way you can be Pokri if you're doing it the right way.
Exactly. Beautiful. You've enunciated and explained in a very succinctly and very beautiful manner. Yeshukoyah for joining us. Continue on the Mishnah. Vishar kol ezvachim. What about any other Kabonis? Sheshachton l'shem Pesach. You have, for instance, a behemoth that you would set aside for a shlam. Shalmi nedava. You're going to bring it any time. And then, absent-mindedly, on Erev Pesach, you took that behema and you shecht it l'shem Korban Pesach. So now it depends. Im einen ru'uyin chayv. Im ru'uyin hein machloikis. What means einen ru'uyin or ru'uyin? Rashi says that that's one of the criteria. But you remember we had in the Mishnah and the Gemara yesterday that it could be that it's too old. Or it could be that it's a nekeva and not a zohar. It could be that it's bokor and not min hatzoin.
Right.
Any one of those things which is not roi for Karm Pesach, but is roi for Karm Shlom, because a Shlom could be a kemis or an ayah, it could be a zohar, nekeva, could be earlier, later, all of those things. Yeah. So shalkel is vach shchatu l'shem Pesach. Im einan ru'uyin, if it's not roi in the parsh of Karm Pesach at all, so again, you shechted something incorrectly, and it's not a kosher karm, I mean, It is kosher in the sense that it is kosher. You want to bring it for Karm Shlom, you're not going to be yoitzer. But the Maisa, since it's not roi for Karm Pesach, you shouldn't have been shechting it today on Shabbos Kodesh. It's not roi. So you chayv a Karm Chatos. However, if it's roi to be a Karm Pesach, even though you shouldn't have brought it for Karm Pesach, the blazin mechayv Chatos. Same reason as before, you shouldn't have brought it today. But Rabbi Shua pointed. Now, why does Rabbi Shua hold that it's part? Why are you in Manishtan? And so Rashi says, because he's Torah b'dvar mitzvah, the osa mitzvah koldu. Let's look at the Rashi, 6-7 lines into the wide lines down below. Rabbi Shua point. Tikosova Torah b'dvar mitzvah, the osa mitzvah koldu, potter mechiv chata sheba. The ze osa mitzvah shikriv karm. Even if you shecht a korban Pesach shaloi lishma, it's possible. But if you shecht other korbanos, for instance, a korban shlomim, if you shecht it l'shem Pesach, it's a kosher korban. Now, should have you been bringing it on erev Pesach? No. Does it get the status of a korban Pesach?
Yeah.
No. Why? Because it's a korban shlomim. It's a kosher karm. So therefore,
what's the mitzvah?
What
mitzvah?
It's on Shabbos.
Yeah, but what's the mitzvah? He didn't have the right masorah.
The mitzvah is that it was a kosher karm. It wasn't a non-kosher karm. Until now, we spoke about a Pesach shloi d'shmoi, not a kosher karm. Shara kol zvachim shishach l'shem karm Pesach.
Kosher karm.
Kosher karm. However, in that case, you jumped on that. If it's not roy, then it's not a kosher karm, because in Bokar, you cannot go and bring for a karm Pesach. An ayil can't bring for a karm Pesach. It has to be dafka, a zocher, ben shana. These things which are not roy, then the Gemara continues, it's not considered to be roy at all. Rashi said from Uyen Hay, five lines in, Kigun Shuseh, Ben Shana, Ben Shlom, Shishchot, Pesach, Tosh, Torah, the Bod, Ishchay, Pesach, Torah, Bezat. Okay, so he's Machayib, a Karm Chatos, because of the fact that it was Roy to go and bring, but Lamaisa, it was a mistake, and therefore he's Chayib. That's talking about an Einon Ru'uyin. I learned the Rashi Ru'uyin, I should have learned the Rashi, Einon Ru'uyin. Go back to the third line, I'm sorry. Einon Ru'uyin, the Pesach, fourth line. Kigun Egel. Oy ayl ben shteishan, oy nikeva, chayv olav chatas, em nelmi menu Shabbos, if you forgot for the Shabbos. Oy kesova shemuta lishchoit achelim l'shem Pesach v'Shabbos. Da hay lav toy bedvar mitzvahu. Da hakol yodin she'ein ze kosher l'Pesach. This is not considered to be toy bedvar mitzvah. Because if you ask anybody in Klal Yisrael, are you allowed to go and bring an egel? Are you allowed to go and bring a nikeva? Are you allowed to go and bring ben shteishanim? So any bar beirav de chajoyim would say, of course not. The Pasuk says, set Tomim Zohar Ben Shana. To be honest, you have to go and be, it's got to be a Ben Shana, it's got to be a Set, it's got to be a Zohar. What do you bring an Eagle for? What do you bring an Ayah, which is 2 years? What do you bring an Kaver for? That's a double question. That's not called Toyim Midvar Mitzvah, and if everybody agrees, they'd be Chai V'Karm Chatz. However, in this case, where it's Roy, it's in the Parsha. Unfortunately, it wasn't originally Karm Pesach, it was a Karm Shlom, but since it's in the Parsha, Rabbi Yeshua holds in this case, it has a status of Toyi B'Dvar Mitzvah, the awesome Mitzvah Koldu, because it's a kosher carbon, that's enough to go and pat to him from a carbon Chatas. But as we'll see, there's going to be a very, very vehement dissent from Rabbi Lez, only Rabbi Lez. Ma'ima Pesach, Shumutu Lishmoy. If you are bringing now an Erev Pesach, a Karm Pesach, and you're doing Lishmoy, then everybody agrees that mutter is my havada. Not only it's mutter, that's the chiyuv. That's what you're supposed to
and
do.
It's Shabbos, not my Shabbos.
I would talk my Shabbos kodesh itself. Yeah, yeah. And if you're bringing on Shabbos havada, mutter is my no problem. Kishishin is my. However, if you mishan Hashem for this Karm Pesach and you had a mind for a shlom, for a chatas or something else, then avad your chayiv. How do I know chayiv? That's how we start off the Mishnah. A Pesach sheshchot is shaloi lishmoi b'Shabbos chayiv olav chatas. Zvachim shein asurim lishmon. If I wanted to bring stama karm shlomim lishem karm shlomim, that's asur. Then certainly kishashina shmon ain't a din sheichayev. Now when I did a double whammy, not only did I bring a carbon which I wasn't supposed to bring because it's Shabbos, if I mishan Hashem from that carbon and I say something else like Karm Pesach, for instance, and in the chavada should be chayev. So what's the kavuchayim? Pesach is mutar lishmoy. But if you're Mishan Hashem, you're Chayv. Zvachim are also Lishmoy. So certainly when you're Mishan Hashem, you should be Chayov. As we frank Reb Lezer to Reb Yeshua.
What's the whole Arif? The only thing is the Mais is the Machshov. What Machshov he has right now? Is Machshov is Pesach? Is Machshov is another Zeybach? So that's the only thing that we should be focused. Why it's like more if you brought it for another thing and then he changed it to a different Korban? like Nemaisa. If he has in mind to it's going to be for Pesach,
yeah.
So that's where it comes. So why?
See, you're disagreeing with Reb Lezer. You're asking on Reb Lezer.
Yeah.
Homily of Yeshua, loy im amris be Pesach. How can you bring such a kav v'chomer? The reason why by Karm Pesach we said it's mutl l'shmoy. But if Mishan Hashem, it's Chayiv, because Shishino Bedover Asa. Because you turn the Karim Pesach, and you, instead of saying, I'm having the Machshava for Karim Pesach, I'm having Machshava for a carbon, Oyle, Chata, Shlomo, for something else. That's why it's Asa. Toyim Rebizvachim, the second part of your Kavachayim, that you said, Zvachim Shin Hasun Lishman. No. Here's Mishan Hashem for those other Zvachim, not for Shlomim to Chatas or Shlomim to Oyla. He's being Mishana from Shlomim to Karm Pesach. Shishina Medover Amutter. You're allowed to bring in Karm Pesach.
He's correcting his bad Machshava.
Exactly. So this is a good one. This is what I think you're asking. And this is what Rabbi Shua is challenging or responding to Rabbi Lezer's challenge. So I'm a little blessed. You know, okay, let's start on something new. I'm a little blessed. Emure Tzibri Yechichu. Now I know all of us, when we see the word emurim, we automatically think of the chalom that you put on the mizbeach. This is an exception to the rule. Here, emurim really means karbonos tzibur. We find it one other time. Olten Zvachim, Rashi already points this out. Emurim tzibur, you see halfway down the Rashi's, in the middle of the line, emurim tzibur, karbonos so amurim betzibur b'shabbos, you're going to meet them, umusafim yichichu, shebetom l'shoich b'mishmon, l'shoich b'shabbos v'chim b'shmon, b'shabbos is chayif. So getting back to Yimar, Omle Reb Lezer, emurim tzibur yichichu, emurim tzibur means karbonos tzibur yichichu, like the karbon tamid, or the karbon musaf. Shein mutar mishma. Avada, you're allowed to bring those in Shabbos, and you're mechuyif. Every Shabbos, you have to bring the carbon tamid, and you have to go and bring the musaf. That's a gadol pashut. Vashoich lishman. What happens if you go and shech them lishman? Chay. Now, what means you shech them lishman? If you shech them lishman for something else, what does Rashi say again? Vashoich shar zvachim lishman. If you were to go and say, you know what, I see the Kehanim are busy bringing the carbon Talmud and Musaf, I want to join in, and I bring my carbon Shlomim, my carbon Oila, and I bring it to the Beis Migdash, and I say, Rabbeisai, this is a carbon Talmud, this is a carbon Musaf, and you go and shecht it, you'd be chayiv. Why are you chayiv? Because you have no business bringing your own private carbon over here and interfering with the Tamidim and Musafim, even though you're shechting it lishman. So therefore, Reb Lezer says back to Rabbi Shua, you're telling me that if you bring Shar Kabanis, and you're going to go and have in mind the Shem Karban Pesach, that it's Mutter, because he's Shinon B'Dabra Mutter, the same thing should apply then to the case of the Karban Tamid. If somebody brought his own private Karban Shlum, and he says, I'm bringing it for Karban Tamid, or for Karban Musaf, that you should also say, according to you, that you should go and be Chai, according to you, it should be Potur from bringing a carbon chatos, but the halach is if a shoych lishman, if you brought your carbon shlum on Shabbos and you want to dedicate it for a tumid or for a musaf, you're going to be chayv a carbon chatos. So the same thing should apply to you're bringing your private carbon shlum and you have in mind for a carbon pesach. You should also be chayv. Azei zok Rabbi Lezer to Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Yeshua gives a simple answer. Omle Rabbi Yeshua, loyim amis b'muri tibet sheyesh lan kitzva to mepesach she'ein li kitzva. The kitzva always means a set amount. Over here, lavdaf a set amount. He just means to say is everybody knows that you only bring two karbanis tamid on Shabbos, and you only bring two kvasim for your karban musaf. You don't bring more than that. Anybody that's going to go and bring his own karban shlamim. Mister, what are you doing here?
And so get out of it.
It's not from the seaboard. What's the shaykhus? Exactly. So go look for Grashi Yeshlan Kitzvah, 8 lines from the bottom. She'ein roya acherim harbe asukim b'shechitos. And there are only 2 or 3 kahanim busy with the karm tam, the karm musaf. He should know, Mister, go home, we don't need you. Hilkach in zetoya elishoyge. If you had any seichel, he'd realize that what am I doing here? That's why he happens to be chayiv. Tovim bepesach she'ein lo kitzva. What means that Gesuk Rashi shehakol tzvich lekach? Everybody needs a carbon pesach. By royes achedim harbi oiskim bekach. He sees everybody running back and forth, 600,000 even bringing the kabbonis in the first cut, in the second cut, in the third cut. The assembly line is busy today. V'tarlis asik b'mitzva. va'afilu shachar hu pischoy kvar. He already brought his korban Pesach. Umotze zevach zeh oim vazara. He sees his shlam sitting there in the corner. Kusav mishu Pesach. You know what? Maybe a few people didn't sign up yet. Let's go and be. I'm going to be a good Samaritan. I'm going to bring another korban Pesach for them too. Yeah, a nice guy. Ushach l'shem mishu b'tol kach. He made an innocent error. He's a nice guy. Ilkach toy b'dvar mitzvahu. That's why there's a major. You can't bring me a raya from a murei tzibur to the case of a korban Pesach. Remei roimer, 6 lines from the bottom, 5 lines. Av ashoich l'shem murei tzibur is also potter. Remei says you took for granted Reb Lezer, as well as Reb Yeshua, that a person was going to go and shecht his own private korban l'shem korbonos tzibur, that they'd be chayiv. Get out of here. He said, no. Also, he made it's potter in such a case, and he would not be chayiv a korban chatas after all, and it's okay. Remeya disagrees with the other two mandiyam. Now, let's talk about cases that we're familiar with, or we had in the Mishnayos before. Shchotay, what happens if on Shabbos Kodesh you shecht shleili oichla? Korban Pesach. We're learning Maseches Pesachim. Shchotay shleili oichla v'shleili mnuya v'lareihu l'tmei. Now, what's the din? Is that a kosher karma? Are you allowed to go and shecht solely for shleil la'oich shleil nuyav?
No.
Why not? Ishlefi achloi techoisu ala seh. You cannot go and shecht for a person who cannot eat. Shleil la'oich means he's a chasashom azokin, not chasashom. He's a zokin bar Hashem, or chasashom he's a choyle. Shleil nuyav, people that didn't register on the registry. Areilam, a person who meisu echmen machlas pila, or a person who is tamei. And all these people, this carbon is not a kosher carbon. So if you go and shecht such a non kosher carbon on Shabbos, you're chayiv a korban chatas. We're not finished yet. We said before that is a kosher carbon. Why is it kosher carbon? Because as long as there's one individual that needs they have to go and check the whole thing. So therefore, then you'd be potter. Why? Because it's a kosher card. So not only that it's potter,
it's mutter,
it's kosher, it's a choyv,
it's
fine.
Stylistic chayv and potter.
Exactly, right. Shchotvin, it's a balmum. What happens if you check the card and then after you find that it's a balmum? It had a nick in the nose, in the ear, and in the eye, whatever it was, and it was a balmum. You're chayv. Why are you chayv, says Rashi? Because you should have been boydikid, like every shaykh is supposed to be boydikid's karbanis. Shchotvin, it's a treifa. What happens if you find this treifa? Not an obvious treifa, a treifa by Caesar inside. They didn't have at that time sonograms and iCats and all those things, whatever.
Cat scans.
Skoyach. You didn't have all those things. So then you put it. He didn't know. So then he's off. He's an honest Rachmana Patra. What is the case over here? He shechted the Karim Pesach innocently and honestly. He was the Rosh HaChabura. 25 people had signed up for it. He shechted the Karim Pesach. And guess what happened? Little did he know that the final moment, the 25 all mashkos yadayim, they all decided to change, and you're allowed to change until the moment of Shkita, and they change another card. Oisha Mason, the whole 25 were Nebuch, and a building collapsed, they all died. Oisha Nitmu, they all became Tomei because there was Nebuch a mess or whatever. What happened? Alamai. Oh, what happens now? He's part of Nisha Shachem Berishus. Here he had every pure Kavanah, like you said before, his Machshavu was totally pure. How is he supposed to know this happened 1 minute before the Shkita? So therefore, he's an honest. And therefore, he is potter. He doesn't have to bring a carbon chatos. Good. Baruch Hashem. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisai. A challenging Gemara, but Baruch Hashem, we met up to the challenge.